This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the final hour. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And guys, this is the story that I thought we were going to start with. But turns out we started the show off with Trump signing blank pieces of paper in order to convince people that he is not terribly ill there at Walter Reed.
Trump antics are always entertaining.
Yeah, I've got to say that they are. And I think that he did prove that he is not in terrible shape. I suspect he is doing whatever passes for work in his boxers and T-shirt. But, I mean, nobody wants to see a picture of that. So he had to get dressed up for the photo op, and then, you know, I don't think people really know what presidents do, but they know that signing occurs. So, you know, there you go.
He wears the jacket with the presidential emblem on it somewhere.
Yep, right, man, there you go.
The guy with a cell phone in a wedding or in a hospital gown doesn't exactly cut a domineering figure.
Indeed. Not very presidential.
And, you know, this is the thing that they'll never tell us is what exactly does the president do? I mean, what did Obama do? Because I'm led to believe, by Democrats at least, that Obama was a much better president than Trump is.
Institute slavery in Liberia?
Right. Well, I suspect that wasn't his exact goal, but yeah. Those are the results.
Are they judged on their goals or are they judged on their results?
Goals.
I'm going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it.
Right. Goal. Right.
Yeah.
Not on the border, a new addition at my house.
Maybe elected on their goal because they haven't had a chance to produce.
When do Americans hold elected politicians responsible for what they say?
I don't know.
They don't.
Hold politicians responsible for anything?
They don't.
I mean, really, that's kind of the point of being a politician. Hey, I'd like to say, murder a bunch of people and steal billions of dollars.
Right.
Well, I'm not allowed to do that in the ordinary sense. But if I become a politician, I will not only do it, get away with it, but get thanked for it and possibly win prizes like Nobel Peace Prize.
But if we're going to talk about the success, even the Nobel Peace Prize, of presidents, should it be based off what they stated they wanted to do or for what they actually did?
Well, it should be for what they actually did.
You would think.
But it's not.
Okay.
It just hasn't ever been, and it's not going to be.
All right.
You know, because that's just, people don't, here's the problem. All right? The problem is that it takes a lot less energy to vote than it does to pay attention to whom you should vote for, to study, to determine who's the best candidate, to look into it, to even know the names of people who are running who aren't the Republican or the Democrat, right? Like, it's a significantly less cost to just go and virtue signal by voting. A, voting is good. B, voting for my favorite crooked old pervert is good, right? So that's how it goes. Both sides can agree that voting is good, and it's not. Both sides can agree that you should not vote for that other crooked old pervert. And that's probably true. You shouldn't vote for them. But, you know, and then you get everybody out there to vote. Because what was the Obama campaign? I think it was 58% of registered voters voted. And this was, this might have been actually people in the United States. I'm not 100% okay. Sure. Yeah, it was people in the United States. It was 58% or something like that of people in the United States voted in this campaign. You can't tell me. Howard Stern did a bit where he went out and asked people the opposite of Barack Obama's campaign platforms and asked him if they wanted to vote for him because of the opposite reason, and they said yes.
Right.
Because they had no clue what his campaign platform was. They just heard that it was a good idea to vote for him. And
well, he's on my team.
Right.
And my team is the best team.
Team Blue.
And I get it. I get why people vote.
Other team is the worst team.
Most of these reasons stink. They're just terrible reasons to vote. I mean, if you know enough, then get out there and vote, by God, and, you know, make your decisions. But don't try to get another person to vote, because they shouldn't be. If they don't want to go vote, they shouldn't be voting. That's how I feel about the Free State Project. If you don't have the guts to get here, I'm not going to try to convince you. Because that's pointless. Let's go on here. The story is, would universal basic income make us lazy or creative?
Lazy.
I would have to agree with him on that one. So I've had a bit of an evolution in economics over time, and I was very much behind the idea of, hey, if you just give people the resources that it takes to stay alive, I mean, sure, some of them will just stay right there, and some of them will take those resources and not only stay alive, but thrive. Like, okay, well, this is a roof over my head, but it's not exactly a comfortable place. And this is, you know, gruel, which will keep me not dead, but I'd rather have, you know, a nice hot meal.
Don't feed the bears.
And just the idea of people are incredible machines for creativity. We really are. I mean, you have people like just sit in the grass, and soon they start fiddling with grass, and soon they start like making tiny little baskets out of dead grass. Like, it's just people do stuff. But we are really easy to distract. And I mean, honestly, if you give people the power to do so, they will stay in the basement playing video games for life.
I'm in that category. I would totally do that.
Well, I think we could just look at the pandemic. I mean, like, we basic income, in my opinion, universal basic income had its moment just now because
we had a temporary universal basic income.
Right. They were handing out, not to everybody. There were some people that weren't qualified, but they were handing out an additional, was it $600 a week?
Yep.
Basically, you know, and I get at a certain point that, right, people needed money to live and all that. But at another point, it was like, hey, time to go back to work. And like, no way, I'm terrified.
We need another bailout.
I need more of this $600 a week money. I mean, seriously, if you were making $25 an hour, it didn't make financial sense to go back to work.
Now, all of that being said, I do actually see a really reasonable purpose behind a universal basic income. So anyone who knows all of the boring stuff about how the Federal Reserve works and inflation and all of that stuff that very few people are interested in, but everyone who does have enough interest in that to learn how it works finds out very quick that the purchasing power is just destroyed constantly.
Yeah.
So all of the actual wealth that we could have, we can't have because they keep printing more and more and more money. And not literally printing, but digitally printing and making more loans. So all of these people who could be wealthy enough to get the projects done that they want to get done, to open that restaurant that they always dreamed about or all of that, I mean, this would be an effective way of somewhat balancing, given the fact that they're not going to change that. They're not going to give up the power to print currency.
Right. If they printed currency into the hands of the poor rather than into the hands of the bankers,
right.
Yeah, that would be a better way to print currency. But I have to say with UBI, the same as I say with socialism, great idea, wrong species. And it's just that we're not cut out for this kind of thing. If you made a UBI, the thing that would happen is the thing that happened during the pandemic. Look, I'm not saying that you couldn't run some kind of private UBI, and they're looking at doing that
Go
sort of thing
it.
Over at Intercoin, and I'll tell you about that here shortly. But it, you know, and that idea may very well work, but things that are done universal basic income idea, you know, put out by the government, I tend to think not. And here's the reason is all you have to do is look what happened to America. It got fatter, drunker, more violent to its family, and a whole bunch of other terrible things happened during the pandemic. And that's because everybody was staying home and getting stir crazy. And, you know, maybe if they could go out and spend their money at a bar or something, none of this makes any sense. That doesn't talk about creativity.
Well, and Peekless mentioned the creativity of the person who wouldn't be satisfied with that basic level of income, right? Those are the people that would be creative regardless of whether or not they had the basic level
right.
of income.
Well, not if they can't get anything started, though. I mean, if you if you are, you know, working a little dead end job just to pay the bills, that is going to keep you from being an entrepreneur.
Maybe there's that. You know, you only work. Most people only work the 40 hours. There's plenty of time to get those businesses up.
What do you think about UBI? The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document link shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategies, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about universal basic income. And that's an important topic because it's been brought up a great deal here in the recent past. People are been using the term UBI. In fact, Intercoin has a proposal for it. Thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. This is basically what you were talking about, Peakless. The community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here, that's important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom's important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's I-N-T-E-R, Intercoin. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. And good news coming from Intercoin in the future, and I'll be able to talk about that shortly. Intercoin.org. Please go ahead.
Well, if you switch to something like Intercoin, which isn't being printed by a bunch of the absolute worst of humanity, and constantly the hidden tax of inflation, well, then yeah, you are already not being stolen from, so you don't need to do something like universal basic income to try and even out the fact that all of the stolen money goes to the most rich and the most powerful, and specifically the most politically connected.
And Intercoin would be a voluntary thing, not imposed on anybody. So if you did not like that inflationary coin for whatever reason, you could opt out of it, trade with another digital currency or cryptocurrency or any other asset that you wish.
Right. And that's really the marketplace working, whereas what we have today, the UBI that is being proposed today is not some kind of experiment in seeing whether or not we can make people more creative by addressing their fundamental needs. It's, in fact, an entitlement, and that tends to go poorly. I don't know how else to say it, but it seems like the human primate really needs incentives that push it in the right direction. But let's go on with this article before we even we've done a whole lot of bloviating and not a lot of reading. To make good policy, you should have at least a vague notion of what you're talking about. But when it comes to perhaps the biggest reform proposal around, we just don't. I'm talking about a universal basic income, a system of unconditional cash payments to everyone in a given jurisdiction. The case for UBI runs as follows. It would reduce poverty, make people healthier, and give them more dignity, and they would also ease the transition of workers who lose their jobs to robots or artificial intelligence so they can retrain for different careers. In general, it lets people bridge periods out of work or in bad jobs so that they can invest in both their skills and reenter the workplace at a higher level.
That also implies like that nothing else changes. Right. To get people out of poverty, to bridge that gap implies that you're going to introduce UBI and that all other price structures don't move. Right. Prices don't go up because UBI exists. Right. Rents don't go up because UBI exists. So, yeah, you get $1,000 a month and now that whole $1,000 can go towards rent.
Well, if the prices rise, then you just change the UBI to match.
Well, then it's a cat and mouse game of just, you know, rising to infinity.
That's the problem with inflation generally, is Mickey Mouse economics of inflation. All right, so if you think about the lowest quintile, right, there's 300 million people in the United States, whatever the number is of working age adults. But, I mean, in order to be in the lowest quintile, that's what we're going to call poor. Okay, for the purposes of this conversation.
All right, bottom 20%.
What's that?
Bottom 20%.
Bottom 20%. In order to be the bottom quintile, bottom 20%, you must be and working. Like, this is the thing. To be the working poor, they must exist, and I'm not claiming that they don't, but how long do the working poor work and still remain working poor?
is what I want to know.
Indefinitely. Back when I lived in Denver, they had specific homeless shelters that were only for those who worked at least 40 hours a week. And they were always full.
Yep. Okay. Denver does have very high rent prices. It's a desirable place to live.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering what percentage of this bottom quintile is not, basically unable to work, unwilling to work. There's plenty of poor people in the United States who are making very little money because they basically choose not to work. They may have figured out the system or whatever the case may be. I don't know how to address it, but they exist.
They value their leisure time more highly than they do a shelter.
Indeed. And leisure time's valuable.
Absolutely.
Time with your family is great, whatever those cases may be. And I'm not saying the working poor don't exist. I just think that they're probably a fraction of the of that quintile.
Okay.
And I don't know what how many of them exist in sort of working class, which would be, working class is the class above that, as it's defined, or lower middle class, if you wish to use that terminology. So, anyway, going on. To get out of a dead-end job, say they might take a sabbatical for adult education, or they could temporarily contribute in other valuable ways, for instance, by homeschooling their children or caring for elderly parents. That's what my wife did. I just supported them on a middle-class income.
Well, and one thing that this points out, okay, so if you know anything about the actual buying power of the U.S. dollar, you know it's dropped over 90% since our current fiat system was brought into it. Now, if you had something that didn't do that, I mean, we are still working like, 40 hours a week, give or take? Some of us 60 hours a week to, keep a roof over our head and get a little bit of savings behind us and, pay for the kids and college and all of that. Whereas if we still had the original purchasing power and had the technology that we have now, we wouldn't need to work that many hours and we could devote more hours to the things that do matter.
This is an important point, right? So there's a meme out there, and it does it very better than I'm going to do it. But it basically shows you five silver quarters from, I think it's pre-1964 or 1968 or whatever.
64.
So that were silver quarters. And it explains that that was what minimum wage was in 64.
Yep.
And then it tells you what those quarters are worth now. So that would be an ounce and a quarter of silver, because it's, each quarter is a quarter of an ounce.
Right.
and a quarter of a troy ounce, as I understand it. And I think they actually, they call it coin silver because it has stuff it mixed in. But
and silver and gold do maintain their actual purchasing power over time.
Right. And so if you look at silver right now, I don't know what it's trading at, but it's trading at...
It's been near the 20s, a little bit higher than that recently.
Right. So,
people going, a $20 an hour minimum wage is just a ridiculous idea. Well,
what it would be. If you had kept the currency the way it is, this would have been the value of the dollars, but this is the problem when you let the government inflate current, their magic fake money. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The crowd cheers as President Trump leaves the hospital briefly, waving from an SUV. Earlier, he tweeted out a video.
I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it.
The big question now is who in the high ranks of government may have been exposed to COVID-19. The president's national security advisor says efforts are ongoing. Robert O'Brien says the White House medical staff is working to find out through contact tracing if top government officials are at risk. On CBS's Face the Nation, he said, in the meantime,
people are getting tested on a regular basis. I've seen a number of my colleagues here this morning who've tested negative for three or four straight days in a row.
This is USA Radio News. At least a dozen people linked to events attended by President Trump over the past week have tested positive for COVID-19. Among the events that appeared to be linked to the spread of the virus are the announcement of Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court on September 26th in the White House Rose Garden. The president announced he tested positive early Friday morning. Since then, others have also announced they're testing positive, including Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina. They were sitting near each other at the Amy Coney Barrett announcement. They also serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee. At least seven people attending the event have tested positive, including First Lady Melania Trump, University of Notre Dame President Reverend John Jenkins, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and a reporter. Amy Coney Barrett tested negative for COVID-19 on Friday, though she and her husband Jesse had recovered from the virus over the summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Talking about UBI here, it's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And this article here is from Bloomberg. I was meant to look up, check out the author's name. Andreas Kluth, addressing UBI, going on here with the case for UBI, and then he'll go with the case against, just so people understand. This sentence is extraordinarily important with understanding UBI, because there's not just one proposal for UBI. So, moreover, because a UBI would replace most, or as I would like, this is the author saying, all legacy welfare systems, its costs needn't be prohibitive. So that's really the question, is that on one hand, are you talking about UBI just, you know, being money that you hand to people, or is it the cost of all the welfares out there? This is universal basic income is what UBI stands for. Is it the cost of all welfare is now just brushed to the side, because many, like, we've seen numbers here that more than half of welfare dollars go into the pockets of middle-class government bureaucrats and not into the hands of poor people.
Oh, yeah. The overhead for processing these people is a huge industry.
And they'll give that up.
Right, right.
I mean, in as much as the term industry could apply to government bureaucracy.
Right. And
So, A, I think that this is really important. Now, on one hand, you might have my support if you're talking about turning people who have up to heretofore been unable to manage their money for health care and food and these sorts of things into a money manager. So basically a money management course with government money. That would be, to me, a much better idea than what is far more likely to occur if you institute a UBI, which is basically all of the welfare stays in place because all the government bureaucrats have to get continue to get their paychecks.
Of course.
And then on top of that, we create another bureaucracy with another bunch of bureaucrats that then administer another welfare program. And my sort of assertion during the last segment was that basically the whole COVID lockdown demonstrated to us that, what was the saying, you either became a drunk, a hunk, or a chunk, or a monk, by the way. I don't think monk, I think we can slide, that one, slide that one off. Okay. But
there's definitely some people that took the contemplative path during that time.
Or they just couldn't get out and meet people, and thus procreate as or practice the procreation.
Involuntarily celibate.
Right. The incels. But, I mean, you know, everybody probably dealt with, to some extent, a struggle around food or alcohol or drugs or whatever it was because you're bored. And you're not exercising. They're telling at a point there, they were telling you not to go outside. That when you, if you got on your bicycle, you're like this human COVID spreading machine.
Because you left a trail of COVID spray 20 yards behind you.
But what we did see was that Americans gained weight and they increased their alcohol consumption dramatically.
Well, and I don't think this is really a good image of what would happen if a UBI was instituted, because look at the situation you put people in with the lockdown.
Yep.
I mean, they're not trying to do something new with their lives. They want to go back to their job. And they're just sort of waiting around until they can go back to their job for the most part.
Right. Or they were trying to not go back to their job. But either way, that's not what the UBI addresses.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you are, you know, working at the 7-Eleven or whatever because you need that to survive, but you actually have this wonderful dream of whatever it is, I mean, if the lockdown happens, you're just still waiting around to go back to the 7-Eleven.
Maybe. Maybe. Some people may have taken that opportunity and that $600 bonus check to work towards their dreams in some capacity.
Well, the marketplace...
What, for the 2 weeks that it's going to take to end the lockdown?
Well, we all know it wasn't 2 weeks.
Well, we didn't know then.
Yeah.
Addressing the idea that if you give convenience store clerks money, by the way, I worked as a convenience store clerk for some time.
I mean, it's just sort of a go-to for relatively easy to get hired, not a lot of upward mobility.
Yep.
And pays the bills.
So this idea that the convenience store... Look, the marketplace is already full of would-be entrepreneurs who start up a business, dump some money into it, dump their savings into it, dump their parents' savings into it, dump their rich philanthropic uncle's savings into it, and then they fail. And that costs us nothing, right? Whereas as a society, presumably if we give this UBI, then you'll have more of these people doing it. But the marketplace is the reason that these people fail by and large is because they don't have good ideas or they don't have the implementation for the good idea.
Yep.
Well, it's a numbers game. I mean, the more people that try to do their entrepreneurial exploits, there's a certain probability that they will have a good idea and B, have a good enough execution to get it done. So as a numbers game, if you have more people trying to actually self-actualize economically, then you will have a higher rate overall of people who are coming out with new services and new products.
So I think my conjecture here, I wouldn't be able to tell you, is that all services and products given to the marketplace are not equal. That if you just begin handing out free money, yes, you will get more people bringing new things to the marketplace. I concur. But those people, many of them, will not have the drive and that that steel in them that it takes to sort of make it go there. So all you're doing is just turning more, making the grist mill produce more chaff.
Not all Kickstarters get funded.
Now, what you could certainly argue that, you know, maybe, I don't know what the numbers are, but I've heard something like, you know, 90% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. Maybe it goes to 97% with a UBI, and that 3% is still better than the 10%, still larger than the 10% because we're handicapped. I don't know. You know, there's an argument there, but is it worth it from a an efficiency standpoint by handing out the money?
And not just the entrepreneurial side of things, but as far as creating human capital. I mean, like, you know, maybe you're in this dead-end job and you would kind of like to learn how to code, but you don't really have the time to do that with everything that's going on in your life. And when the lockdown comes up, I mean, it started as a two-week thing. And sure, maybe eventually you realize that this was going to be a few months long or what have you, but it's not really enough time to, like, know, okay, well, yeah, I can sit down and learn HTML or what have you.
That's the part that I'm calling BS on. Because, again, the average worker, 40, 60 hours a week, whatever you want, whatever number you want to pick, there's still plenty of time to do something else. And I think the vast majority of people who are stuck, quote-unquote, where they are, just prioritize other things more highly. Right? They want to watch Netflix. They want to go to the bar. They want to hang out with friends. They may have a family that they're devoted to and want to dedicate time to. And all that is in lieu of using that leisure time to earn an additional income, right? To start that side business, to start that income-generating project.
Right.
Because
most entrepreneurs.
And that's certainly an element, but one thing that is just across the board. If you want economic activity, you need stability. And introducing this unknown quantity of lockdown with an unknown quantity of money with who knows what's going to happen.
That ain't stability, that's for sure.
Exactly. You can't get any kind of economic progress out of that. No one's going to increase their human capital if they know that they won't have enough time to actually finish their program. No one's going to try and start their restaurant, especially now. I mean, all the restaurants are closed.
But a rideshare and delivery service would have went really far at the beginning of lockdown when people were going like, who's going to bring me my food? Right? I'm sure Instacart, you know, jumped up and Grubhub jumped up and
DoorDash and all that.
Yeah.
And when you've got stability to actually try these things out, then they're much more effective.
You had the stability. You had that $600 check coming in.
This wasn't stability. We didn't know if we were going to get the $600 check. We didn't know how long the $600 check was going
to
be.
I'm not claiming that this would be a perfect analogy to a UBI. All I'm saying is that we've had an opportunity to look at what it could be like to some extent. I think that you've made some good arguments against, but I don't think that means that it is entirely not worth looking at. Just that, you know, maybe it's not completely, perfect mirror. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Segment. Might be able to squeeze your call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to the phones, guys, and go to the fun. Yep. Got John calling in from Oklahoma. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just personally feel like if it were to get implemented, it would get implemented in a terrible and insincere way.
Are we talking about the universal basic income, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would be the insincere way?
Well, we'd still have terrible social services instead of cutting them, and we'd get UBI, and it wouldn't be enough, and our taxes would increase, and probably the number of, or the percentage of the population of people that are in poverty and the time they spend there would probably increase. And the jerks that implement this, them and their friends are going to get rich off of it and popular off of it and get their, you know, hands shaken and everybody call them heroes.
Yep.
Yeah, I tend to agree on the impossibility of effectively implementing a UBI, and it's just, I think, a matter of politics. I mean, who's going to actually get elected for getting rid of massive swaths of the unnecessary government bureaucracy?
Well, and also, if you can run the economy, if you're going to say, well, we'll just do it with the inflationary dollars. Right. If you can manage the economy to that extent and go like, well, the inflationary dollars is what's going to go into UBI, you can just eliminate the inflation part of that equation and then not need the UBI, right? Then people would have, you know, structured economy where they're purchasing power isn't being stolen, and then whatever they're making at whatever quintile they're in, they can always, you know, move up that chain.
If you have inflation, their purchasing power is being stolen, regardless of who gets first spend. It's just, you know, I've heard of something called a negative income tax being implemented.
Right, that's the basically libertarian version of UBI.
Yes, that would probably put the first spin in the hands of the poor people.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the plan. Is that proposal is to put it in the first spin in the plan of in the hands of poor people. But that doesn't make it just because it goes to the poor rather than the rich. It's just correct. You know.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is,
well, we're talking about government, so nothing's going to make anything they do just.
Indeed,
but they can be more or less effective for society. And putting money in the power of or money in the hands of ordinary people instead of those that are powerful and politically connected is in the better interest of our society.
It. I think what it would do is increase the velocity of money, which would be good for everybody. So what velocity of money means is how quickly money is spent. What the complaint against rich people in many cases is the hoarding of money. Now, that's a complete misunderstanding of what M1, M2 are. But whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Whereas poor people don't hoard money because they spend it. Now, if you make... This it happens all the time. We don't need to experiment as to what happens if you give poor people money. We call it the lotto, okay? Or Powerball, or whatever it is. It happens all of the time we give poor people money. And as I am told, I don't know, I haven't read the studies or done anything, but as I'm told, the people that win lotteries tend to be poor again very quickly.
Because it's a wealth conscious thing.
Because the problem with money management isn't money. It's management. And if you don't know how to manage money, money isn't going to solve your money management problems because you don't understand management. And so they're going to go out, they're going to buy an expensive car, they're going to turn it over to a money manager who's going to take a big old chunk of it. They're going to give loans and free stuff to their family and friends. And pretty soon, within 5 years, they're back to where they started from.
Well, and one of the worst things that can happen is if you have any, like, you know, yeah, I kind of like cocaine, but I've never had enough money to just really go to the wall on
this
that particular
thing. This is true for a lot of people and cocaine, right?
The big old bowl of cocaine on the counter.
Right. On one hand, you know, there's, and this is true, lots of different drugs. It's one of the things that manages to keep a certain amount of people, a good portion of people, from just, you know, spiraling into drug addiction is the cost of things. They just don't have the money to, you know, do X or Y. And once they do have it, then ruh-roh.
Yeah, and while cocaine is definitely a big one, you can replace whichever vices you like here for a given personality type, but they've been unable to truly pursue those vices just because they don't have the resources to do it. Suddenly they have the resources to just completely destroy their lives.
John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The number 855-450-3733. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, punching Nazis. But first of all, from your earlier discussion, my cousin was an actual Nobel Prize winning theoretical physicist, and he did not believe in that crap.
Nazi. Which crap are we referring to?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh,
I'm not
traveling at the speed of light.
Oh, okay.
Theoretical. Yeah. But he didn't believe in that crap. So
there's a lot of physicists that don't, and then I suppose that there must be some that do.
And they're wrong.
Right. They're wrong. And
well,
before we go to punch,
there's an old saying that you can't break the laws of physics, but sometimes you can bend them. So there may be a way around these problems, if not through them.
The quantum realm.
Yeah, well, after all, you can bend space, can't you?
There is that. Although, is that a comment about my weight?
No. At least not directly. It might be obliquely, but not directly.
I feel like I'm gravitating towards you all of a sudden.
Well, my magnetic personality or my gravitational field?
At least we're working our way around to the Nazi conversation.
Yes, before we go to punching Nazis, let me slam Mark a couple times, too. I allege that your basic mathematical formulation that you're utilizing in your discussion of the UBI is flawed, and I will not spend my time on it now because I want to punch Nazis, but some other time, perhaps. And there was another screw up you made too. What was it? Oh, apples and oranges. I would also allege, Mark, that your analogy or your comparison between silver money, gold money, and minimum wage and inflation and all that mathematical formula was also flawed. But let's punch some Nazis. And so, which is not, I didn't even want to punch Nazis. I wanted to talk about something else that is unique to New Mexico, like Judge Victor Valdez. All you New Mexicans, look at, oh, by the way, Judge Victor Valdez has jurisdiction over about a million of you New Mexicans. That's half of you. So look him up, Judge Victor Valdez.
Punching Nazis, go.
Wait, what's his name?
Punching Nazis, the only reason I'm fighting, the only reason I'm punching radio station Nazis is because I've been fighting for my kids for 13 years, which happens to be the same number as one of the characters in your discussion from yesterday, this Florida Sun Sentinel article or whatever, about a woman who was separated from her children because of her refusal to wear a mask. And in researching that Sun Sentinel article and chasing down the links that were in that article and researching all of the players involved, of the approximately 11 players, meaning judges, lawyers, writers, that kind of thing.
You did all this in 24 hours?
I did that in like 1 hour while I was on the phone. While my call was on hold, dying on hold, before I ever got a chance to express myself yesterday, so I'm doing it today. And of the approximately 11 significant players in that article, six or seven of them were Jewish.
Oh, boy.
Of the judges and lawyers, yeah. And that's a common theme. It's a recurring theme. So
almost like they had a disproportionately high IQ, and that might be one of those 80-20 rules or something.
Or maybe their families drive them further.
Wait a minute. Hello, are you there?
I hear you.
You don't necessarily have to have a high IQ to be, let's
pass
see,
law
the
school?
Italians in the Italians in the Italian mafia in New York, for instance, Chicago, for instance, they don't necessarily all have very high IQs, but they controlled the game, didn't they?
Is it kosher to punch Nazis and hate Jews at the same time?
Who's hating Jews?
I don't know.
Well, it depends on which ones. Those Rothschilds have it coming.
Wait a minute. You're how to lie by slanting. Who said this had anything to do with hate? I was citing facts.
No one said it had anything to do with hate. It just sounds like the people that hate Jews, the way they talk.
It does sound like that.
They have played you then. They got you wound up in the whole anti-Semitism or self-hating Jew thing. They have worked on you for the last number of decades to get you to think that way.
Who has worked on me?
The lizard people.
The people that would like you to think that way.
The lizards that live beneath Stapleton Airport?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. David.
I thought it was below Denver International Airport.
Well,
they put the tunnels.
They do have that mural that clearly points to them. Indeed. Check out freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter there. We tell you all the great stuff that's going on with Free Talk Live. You'd love to be part of our newsletter and our Telegram group. It's freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.